had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
Get money. Hey everybody, my name is Nick. Welcome to Adults Only, podcasting live from Delaware, Rhode Island. If you want to follow along on Twitter, you can get me at @coldmerkin. That's C-O-L-D-M-E-R-K-I-N. We're actually being simulcast on the Eat Network today. So TV and radio, because that's what a simulcast is, for those of you that don't know anything. TV is on delay, so we can use swear words. Before you stop and ask yourself why you're listening to a 63-year-old guy who's making a podcast, just pay attention to what we have in store today. We got Steve-O from Jackass coming in. We're going to call Tony Hawk at his home in San Diego. Ron Artest owes me a phone call. We have Robert Pattinson coming in. I haven't seen him since we went to network together on a pilot, but last couple of years, I think he's been doing big things. Lastly, we got Mila Kunis coming in. She said she's wearing nothing but a bikini, but I'll believe that when I see it. Is it Mila or Mila, actually? Well, I'll ask her. And much more. So, and then the reason that most of you are probably listening, sometime during the show, I'm giving away a his and her dog leash set sponsored by Planned Pethood, so you don't want to miss that, the his and her dog leash set. I probably shouldn't start the show like this, but I'm going to. If I was good at this, I'd have a better beginning, but if you were looking at what I'm looking at right now, you'd have to talk about it. I have this picture on the screen in front of me of a high-resolution moist vagina with 2 fingers in it. So it's very high resolution. I don't know, I'm a little fascinated by it. I don't know where we found it. Probably doing some important research came across it, but yeah, I can't stop staring at it. So I don't know. Vaginas are kind of weird. They're actually they're actually kind of gross looking, but I don't know. Yeah, so we have that. You know, I say that actually before I move on. I say that vaginas are gross, but if I never saw another one for the rest of my life, I'd be pretty disappointed. So, but let's dive into what we got going today. Actually, give me 1 second here. Chip, do we have a song we could put on right now? I gotta take a quick dump. No? All right. Well, I guess I'll just hold it. Okay, sorry about that. We got started a little earlier than I was planning here. Okay, so let's start off by going to the phones. Usually a good way to start a show. For those of you that are first time listeners, calling in and insulting my weight problem will probably get you blocked from this program. If you'd like to congratulate me on the weight that I have lost, that's always welcomed. And for those of you that have, you know, been active listeners for the past 13 years, you know that I've recently started the weight loss process, and I'm down to 290, so which on a 5'7 build is a little husky, but all my tank tops still fit. Producer-engineer Chip Webster will be working with me today, and he says we have a caller. So Ethel in Royal Oak, go ahead.
Hi.
Oh, yes.
It's Ethel. How you doing?
I'm holding in a dump, but otherwise I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I'm calling about that feller a while ago that said he went to Western High School looking for the yearbooks.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I recognize that feller's voice. That was Steve Brandano. I remember sucking his pecker at a sock hop in 1938.
Nope. Sorry. Not dealing with that today. Yeah, there's a reason we don't take many phone calls, and that was it right there. But moving on, I for those of you that, you know, are regular listeners, you know, I normally don't like to talk sports because I like these shows to be timeless. I picture 25 years from now, my listeners sitting down with their children and listening to the, you know, and listening to this. And sports kind of puts a date on things, but I couldn't rob you of this one. For those of you that know a little bit about college football, the head coach of Florida is Will Muschamp, and the head coach of Alabama is Nick Saban. And they used to work together before Will Muschamp was the defensive coordinator of Texas, and then eventually went on to Florida. But they, you know, earlier in his career, they had worked together, and Nick Saban had kind of brought him up into, you know, into college sports. And Will Muschamp, the head coach of Florida, did a press conference not too long ago. And I'm not trying to give women journalists a hard time, but listen to how bad this question is.
Excuse the Star Wars reference, but you guys kind of have a master versus Padawan thing going on with you and Nick.
Never start a question by saying, excuse the Star Wars reference.
Excuse the Star Wars reference, but you guys kind of have a master versus Padawan thing going on with you and Nick. I mean, what's the sentiment in that? And
what's a Padawan?
You've never seen Star Wars?
Okay, now you're off to a great start there, sister.
You've never seen Star Wars?
Huh?
You hear him?
Huh?
You guys have a...
I watched Star Wars 1, and after that, I watched Empire Strikes Back, and that's it. I ain't seen nothing after that.
Well,
I don't know what a Padawan is. You didn't call me a bad name, did you? I don't speak French either.
You see, the guy in his mom's basement playing Magic the Gathering right now, he gets this reference. Not the guy who's devoted his whole life to football.
Huh? Huh? What's a Padawan? Huh?
So now she tries to recover.
You guys have kind of a master versus student thing kind of going on. Is there any sentiment in that? I'm sure you learned a lot from Nick Saban.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about the sentiment and what your kind of mindset is facing? I'm sure
my mindset is to do a great job for the University of Florida on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to send her to the next press conference.
What's a Padawan?
Hey, Coach, in the back here. Coach, big game this weekend. Did you know Vader is Luke's father?
Huh?
Coach, right here. You're facing a great defense this Saturday. Compare it to the defense used by the troops on the Death Star.
Huh?
Coach, do you think it's any coincidence that your team's colors are the same color as Luke's lightsaber?
What's a Padawan?
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
Huh?
Mary in St. Augustine, Florida, go ahead.
You're fat and you're upset because you're fat, and you're telling me that if you lose weight that you're going to die because you're not fat anymore.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Mary. Thanks for that. All right, look who's here. Steve-O from Jackass and Wild Boys. Taking a seat, getting his headphones on. What's up, buddy?
Hold on a second.
Sorry, man. Get situated here. I do have a question for you, though. Why are you all of a sudden trying to be a white rapper?
So a lot of people probably wondering, what the fuck Steve-O doing in rap?
Actually, before you get into it, I got somebody on the conference call here who knows a little bit about rapping.
This is Vanilla Ice. I heard you're trying to be a white rapper now.
Fucking, one day Dave Chappelle told me that I have diplomatic immunity.
Okay, what's that?
Said I could diss rappers if I wanted, and I could just do anything the fuck I want, and I thought, well, shit, fucking right. So.
Shoot, man, you still owe me money from MTV Spring Break.
Thank you, Vanilla. We'll let you go.
Word to your mother.
My guest is Steve-O from Jackass. He's sitting here in with me in studio. Now, Steve-O, you're in a little bit of trouble for leaking tracks.
I wasn't supposed to leak tracks. Man, but I love my fans. I love giving away shit for free.
Whatever happened to DJ Who Kid? You're probably under contract, right?
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I know I was supposed to have Who Kid, but he never showed up to work. What, I'm not supposed to go into all these different studios with all these producers with no deals and just make tracks anyway? Hell, how about that fucking bitchin'-ass song I made to diss Universal Records with fucking Cool G Rap and then leak the fucking shit on the goddamn internet the next day anyway? Ha! Woo! Yeah!
Now, is this your first time doing this?
This isn't my first mixtape. but it's the first one all my own.
All right. Well, you're already a star, so, you know, why put it out an album?
It's present day, baby. My fucking album's fucking shit. I wish I could share more of it, man.
All right, well, Steve-O's getting up now, so I guess we're done here. Where are you going, buddy?
Poke the fucking puss.
Great. Good to have you, Steve-O. Steve-O from Jackass. It was kind of him to stop in today.
What's a Padawan?
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Okay, let's take some emails. Usually I hesitate to take emails because most people just want to, you know, write in to give me a hard time, but I think it's a good time in the show to take a few emails here. So yeah, if you're gonna send in an email, make sure it's something worth reading, okay?
But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Okay, first one here, let's see. Nick, are you gay?
Next question.
When was the last time you saw your penis? Come on, idiot, I can see it in the mirror.
Next question.
Would you hurry up and die?
Next question.
Have you heard of vegetables?
Next question.
Does your mom still dress you?
Next question.
Chip, give me one I can answer here. Okay, let's see. Andrew in Ohio says, Nick, my wife and I often argue over which action movie is the best ever. I say Terminator 2, she says The Matrix. Settle this for us.
What's a Padawan?
That's not even a debate. Terminator 2. At first when I was reading this, I thought she was going to say like Die Hard or something. I mean, the Matrix, I don't think it really belongs in the same category as Terminator 2. But not many movies do. I think Terminator 2 is probably the best action movie ever made.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Next question.
Okay, Nick, you came to my cousin's wedding 2 years ago and spilled red wine on my rental tux, and I had to pay for it. Sorry, bro, charge it to the game. Okay, let's see what else we got here. All right. This girl just sent in a picture of herself topless. Just one of the perks of being a celebrity. You can look at it here. Pretty flat-chested, though. Yeah, sexy body and everything. Just a real flat chest. Bra, I'll describe it for you. I mean, obviously you can't see it if you're just listening. It's there. She is just standing there in her bathroom. Took it in the mirror. Her bra is hanging over her shoulder, and she's got the other finger that's not holding the camera in her mouth. But yeah, no, sexy. Just flat chest. I don't. She probably shouldn't have that bra hanging over her shoulder. I don't understand why girls with small boobs even bother wearing a bra. I mean, if you didn't have feet, would you wear shoes? So, okay, there's a message here. Dear Nick, I'm a big fan of yours. Your voice is very sexy. I hope the picture I sent you turns you on. It does. I'm actually a full 2 inches right now, and I haven't been a full 2 inches in years. So
it's time to show you my unit. It may not be the biggest, but it's the best.
Let's see. I was nervous when I took it. I'm starting high school next year. Love you, April from Burbank. Get this shit out of here. Starting high school next year.
So at what age does you think parents should give their kids their first spliff?
Email is done.
So who's in charge over there?
Where do we even find these people?
How many of you people are white trash?
Right. Well, all right. This is gonna transition great into our next segment. But
let's fuck. I'll fuck anything that moves.
Great. Thank you, Chip. All right. We're gonna hop into the DeLorean here and head back to the '80s. The '80s were full of hot young starlets, but now that they've aged, we're gonna see if I would still date them all these years later. So. Chip's gonna hand me a name and current picture, and I will give a thumbs up or thumbs down. This is called Ladies of the 80s. Do we have any theme music, Chip?
Don't you want me, baby?
Well, you want me, baby.
Great, here we go. Ladies of the 80s. Let's get started. Okay, like I mentioned, Chip is going to hand me a photograph and a name of an 80s starlet. But the photo is going to be current. And we're going to see. I'm going to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down on whether or not I would still date her. So, ladies of the 80s, here we go. Okay, first one, Farrah Fawcett. That's probably not a good one to start with. She's dead, so I guess thumbs down.
Fucking 80s weirdos.
Okay, next one, Martha Plimpton. Who is Martha Plimpton? Okay, that's a bad one, but all right. Says she was in the Goonies. I don't know how she looked then, but she doesn't look good now, so that's thumbs down.
Fucking 80s weirdos.
Okay, next, Meg Ryan. Okay, she wasn't just an 80s star, but When Harry Met Sally was 1989, so let's see a picture here. Definitely older looking, but I would go on a date with Meg Ryan.
Take your panties off. I'm eating roast beef tonight.
Who's next? All right, who's next? Great, thank you for that. Ricky Lake. Okay, she got real fat in the 90s, I know.
Hey, girl. You hungry?
Fuck you, nigga.
I'm sorry. I was talking to the horse here.
Yeah, no, she ate a lot. Let's see now. No, she looks good, actually. Thumbs up.
Take your panties off. I'm eating roast beef tonight.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we're playing Ladies of the 80s, where we take an 80s starlet and with a current picture, and I give the thumbs up or thumbs down on whether or not I would still date her. Okay.
Take your panties off. I'm eating roast beef tonight.
Bonnie Franklin. Who? Okay, that's a no.
Fucking 80s weirdos.
Mimi Rogers. Hill Street Blues. Married to Tom Cruise for a bit. No.
Fucking 80s weirdos.
Was she even hot in the 80s?
Fucking 80s weirdos. Fucking 80s weirdos.
Morgan Fairchild. She looks good. Oh, born in 1950. Okay, look a little older. But looks good. Yeah, I say thumbs up. Yeah.
Take your panties off. Eating roast beef tonight.
Once again, I am a full 2 inches right now. So, Morgan Fairchild, thumbs up.
Take your panties off. I'm eating roast beef tonight.
Let's take one more. No, give me a good one at least. Eileen Quinn, the girl who played Annie in 1982.
It's the hard knock life. For us.
I'm leaning towards no, she's got red hair. Although I used to like a girl that has red hair. I guess for that reason I'll go thumbs up.
Take your panties off. I'm eating roast beef tonight.
But it was a reluctant thumbs up. What's that? They can't hear you. Chip doesn't have a microphone, but he asked whatever happened to her. Whatever happened to who? The girl I liked or Annie? She called me maybe the last weekend in July, and before I got a word in, she just said she wasn't going to waste her time with a loser, and that I just wasn't any fun to be around.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I liked her, though.
Women. I don't know what her problem is.
All right.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You're ruining the bit.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Turn this off.
I walk with you.
Are you finished? All right. Enough about that girl. Ladies of the 80s recap. Here we go.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Hoes make the world harder than it have to be. Yeah, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a song about a girl who left me for another girl.
What's a Padawan?
All right, well, that wraps up Ladies of the 80s. Recap, thumbs down. We had Farrah Fawcett, Martha Plimpton, Bonnie Franklin, and Mimi Rogers.
Fucking 80s weirdos. Fucking 80s weirdos.
Thumbs up, we had Meg Ryan and Morgan Fairchild.
Take your panties off. I'm eating.
great. Yeah, that was great. All right, well, maybe next time we'll do Ladies of the 70s. Can you send us out with some theme music?
Don't you want me, baby?
Okay, Robert Pattinson is running a little bit, Robert Pattinson is running a little bit behind, and so I think we're going to try and call Tony Hawk. My concern about Tony Hawk is, I talked to Tony yesterday to prep him for this, a real nice guy. The only thing he said was, don't call him while he's watching the dating game, and he made it pretty clear. And I was going to call him towards the end of our show, just to you know, be in the clear with that. But he was adamant about it. I kept telling him the questions I was going to ask, and he didn't care. Just kept telling me he can't do it during the dating game. His wife gets on, says, "You're not calling during the dating game, are you?" And so he'd say, and I would be like, "Tony, can I ask about the decline of your company, Birdhouse?" And he was just like, yeah, but don't call during the dating game. So, but since Rob's not here yet, let's give Tony Hawk a call. Okay, Chip, can you patch that in for us? Thanks. Hey, Tony, what's up, man?
Dude, just watching the dating game.
Hello? I think he hung up.
What I personally like about telemarketing is the give and take. You give him a call, and then you take their money. Okay.
Well, that didn't go nearly as well as I was hoping. Oh man. Well, Robert Pattinson still isn't here yet. Could you hear his voice right there? It was almost like he didn't want to be rude because he knew he was on the radio, but play that back for us, Chip. Listen to his voice. He's just. Just watching the dating game. Play that back. Hey, Tony, what's up, man?
Dude, just watching the dating game.
Come on, man.
Wait a minute, there's no birthday party for you here.
What's a Padawan?
Oh, man. Okay, well, Tony, if you're listening, I want to tell you that I'm sorry about that. I know how serious you take that show. But, We'll try and get after him, either later today or, maybe at another show.
Dude, are you fucking this up?
I don't know. I have a lot of respect for Tony Hawk, though, what he does. Skateboarding. I mean, skateboarding is not as, you think that it's just these punk kids out there just riding around on these wheel things. But, no, it's difficult. I'm a little overweight to even get on one. But if I tried, I probably, would struggle, fall off. I would think a guy who had his leg decapitated could probably ride a skateboard better than I could. So I mean, maybe once this weight loss is finished, I'll give it a shot. I just said had his leg decapitated. That's probably not the right thing to say. Decapitated is when you get your melon chopped off, not your leg. But, yeah, I mean, the guy from Def Leppard didn't have his arm decapitated. You don't get gangrene and get decapitated at the knee.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant, dang.
So, I meant to say amputated. Okay, I hesitate to do this now. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. I'm reluctant, though. You see, the listener who's sitting there with the phone in his hand, just waiting to dial in, I'm going to lose that guy. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Okay, yeah, time to give away the His and Her dog leash set provided by our sponsor, Planned Pethood. reason I don't like giving it away before the end is once you give away a solid prize like this, you lose listeners. I mean, the people listening only for the leash set, they're going to be gone. But Rob isn't here yet, so here goes. Okay, the his and her leash set. Let's see, what do we got here? The 708th caller to call in, tell me your name, where you are, and what you're doing, and the his and her leash set is yours. Okay, Chip, we got somebody? Okay, good. Hello, if you can tell me your name, where you are, and what you are doing, the his and her dog leash set is yours.
Yo, this is motherfucking Asher Roth, hanging out in Castle Creek, chugging water.
Whoa, Asher Roth, all right, cool, man. Yeah, you win. It's good to have you as a listener. Not sure if he's a fan of the show or just wanted that his and her dog leash set. Good to have you. I never went to college, so I can't totally relate to that song, but I can appreciate a good tune. Well, that's cool, man. What are the chances? So, you know, Asher Roth calling in, winning the his and her dog leash set. Provided by Planned Pethood. So, meanwhile, Robert Pattinson has just walked into the building. He's not quite ready here. But so momentarily, we're going to have Robert Pattinson stop in, give us his thoughts. For those of you that don't know who Robert Pattinson is, star of Brokeback Mountain, Twilight 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. I think that actually the fourth one is 4 and 5, if that makes sense. You know, it's amazing how one thing means the other. But let's, Chip, do you have something we could play maybe for 30 seconds while he's just getting his headset on here? Okay, thanks.
When a person is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around, reading Guns and Ammo, masturbating in your own feces. Do you just stop and go, wow, it is amazing how fucking crazy I really am?
What the fuck was that, man? Great clip, man. You couldn't have found anything from Twilight or something? Anyway, is that just my microphone? Do you hear like a buzz or a little Okay. Well, gonna have to deal with it. I apologize if you can hear it. I can hear it in the headset. That's why I wondered. I didn't hear it earlier though. So, but speaking of which, Robert Pattinson has just sat down. So, our Pats, Rob from Twilight, first time on the show. Hope you're ready for your life to change.
I'm always ready for my life to change. I don't really have. Well, it never does change. I'm always waiting for it to change.
Rob, that was a joke, man. Your life probably isn't going to change. I mean, we've only got like 2.5 million listeners anyway. So, most people in the world aren't even listening. You look good though, man. Hair's looking great. How you doing?
Good
to see you. Glad you made it. You know, can't say that enough. The first thing I want to ask you, Rob, is about your stress relief.
It's quite unique.
Yeah, it sounds unique. And if I have this right, you go into crowded areas and just start screaming, you know, at the top of your lungs to relieve stress, right? And I guess my question would be, you're a big star. When you're doing that, does anything weird or bizarre ever happen?
I think when I was in New York doing another screaming session, and this little girl who was about 7 came up to me and she was like, she asked me to bite her.
Right, I would imagine.
But with such longing and passion, like she really, really, it wasn't just like, hey, can you bite me, please? She was like, I need you to bite me. And it's like, do you even know what you're saying? Like,
yeah, you should have bit her fucking ear off, man. Mike Tyson style. Not your style, though, as I can tell by the look on your face. Now, there are a lot of, this is a weird transition, but there are a lot of rumors going around that you're gay. And even more rumors going around that we're gay together.
Wow.
Now, I'm not gay. I think everybody knows that. I get women all the time, so don't even think otherwise. But have you thought of what it would be like to have sex with me.
Like, I know what having sex with you is going to be like, and it will mean it will be so amazing that I'll end up killing you.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what the deal is.
Okay, is it?
I'm not begging, all right? I don't care.
Prove it. I mean, 10 years ago, before you were famous, you were probably reading the newspapers about how enormous my Johnson is.
Yeah, I didn't really know about it. I was living in England, so it wasn't really that big there.
Well, trust me, it was big. It was big everywhere. My guest is Robert Pattinson from Twilight, having a little bit of fun with him. Tell me, Rob, what is it like to see yourself on screen after, you know, months of pre-production, shooting, then post-production?
It's weird watching it because I don't feel like I'm watching me.
Well, then, who is it and what's it feel like?
I don't know.
Now, you and Kristen Stewart, you said she smells like mayonnaise.
Kristen seems to think. Did you ask Kristen this?
No, I did. Actually, Green and I attended Kristen's garden party together, and when we were there, she said that you said that.
She seems to think that I did. I can't remember doing it.
Hey, don't sweat it, man. I didn't think she smelled that great when I met her myself. So, if you said it, you said it. Rob, I hope this isn't a touchy subject, but I heard you had a pregnancy scare with two little Mexican girls, Veronica and Carol.
Like, I have so many Veronicas and Carolines and stuff.
Veronica Sanchez and Caroline Guadalupe?
Who's that? I'm not even in the country.
Okay, well, that is one way to look at it.
She thinks I'm an asshole, cause I can't eat her out without using Tabasco.
Okay, I don't think we needed that. My guest is Robert Pattinson, who's got great hair, by the way. What's your secret with that?
I don't know. I don't really do anything. Literally, my friend from England came to visit. He was like, why is everyone going on about your hair all the time? Because there's nothing even unusual about it. I just really don't understand.
Man, I can't believe you got two Mexicans pregnant.
Right, are we still on this?
She thinks I'm an asshole, cause I can't eat her out without using Tabasco.
When you're down in Mexico, do you even consider going down on these girls? Or is it just, no thank you?
That's a side dish.
Yeah.
It's a side dish which you don't necessarily have to eat.
Well, don't eat too much of it, buddy. Robert Pattinson was my guest, star of Twilight 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 and a half, and 5. And yeah, thanks a lot, buddy. Let's do this again sometime.
But, yeah.
What's a Padawan?
One thing I don't understand about, actually, hold on. Did he walk out that door? Did Rob leave? Okay. He's a nice guy. I was having a little bit of fun with him, but for as big of a star that he is, he's not the best looking guy. That's for sure. And he's pretty loopy. But let me tell you a quick story, actually, while we've got a minute. A couple of years back, Rob and I were in L.A., and he'd just become a big star. He'd just become Edward Cullen. And everywhere we went, people would just scream at him. Little girls would scream at him. So he calls me for some wind-down time, and I pick him up. And we grab burgers and sit in the parking lot at this burger joint. And Chip's looking at me right now. Now, this is a true story. He actually, I can verify this story. He actually went on to tell GQ about it in an interview in 2008 or so. So, not sure if he mentioned that he was with me or not. You know, I'm sure he didn't want to sidetrack the story by bringing another celebrity into it. But you can, yeah, he in an interview with GQ, he told this story. So this is totally true. So there we are. We didn't even want to eat inside the restaurant because it wasn't a restaurant, it was fast food. But we didn't want to eat inside because we didn't want people just coming up to us, recognizing us and especially him because I've been a celebrity for the last, 20 years or so. He was new at this. So he was, under a lot of stress there we are eating. Anyway, back to the story. There we are eating. And finally had gotten away from the crowds. And we look you know, kind of next to us in the parking lot there, and some dude's getting a blowjob in the car next to us. And poor Rob looks at me and says, at least he's not paying attention to me. So, but yeah, I don't know what it is about him. Just and then those teeth. All, yeah, his teeth are actually not too bad, but all English people, they just have terrible teeth. I don't know why you would make Edward Cullen have your mediocre teeth.
I got so much tartar, I don't have to dip my fish sticks in shit.
His hair is great though, man. I wish I had that. For those of you who aren't watching on TV on the E Network and can't see me, I'll tell you I've got more hair on my back than I do my head. I've got that horseshoe look going. A little shaggy in the back, so you could tell I have a free spirit, but nothing on top. And I'm not ashamed though. That's what happens when you're 63. I used to have great hair. Blonde locks, real thick.
Just don't mess up my hair, bunghole.
30 years ago, you would have thought I was Dalton from Roadhouse. Rob's a nice guy, though. I'm glad to call him a friend. So does that make me gay for judging his looks like that?
Yes, you're a total fag.
Well,
my pants are off.
I mean, it's just, you know, two grown men who...
My pants are off right now. My pants are off right now. My pants are off right now.
Okay, all right, I get it. I'm just saying he's a nice guy, Rob Pattinson. And, you know, the little girls go wild.
He's a fag. He's a fag. He's a fag. He's a fag.
Whatever. All right, fine. I'm Team Jacob anyway.
My name is Edward.
But hold on, I just got something handed to me. An email from Mila Kunis, or maybe it's Mila. Looks like we're not going to get to ask her. Dear Nick, I apologize for not being able to come in today. I have a doctor's appointment. I'm not pregnant. I'm very sorry. I'll make it up to you. Mila Kunis, or Mila, I'm not sure. Can't tell. Well, okay, so that's that.
I got hemorrhoids, bad. My ass is killing me. I need help.
Okay, well, I guess we can just move right along. On hold right now, I think, is Ron Artest. Hello?
It's Ron Artest for all you haters, a.k.a. T-Dub. You already know what it is.
Where are you right now, Ron?
Boy, Queensbridge.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you go, Ron. Just give me a call when it's a better time for you.
Okay.
Hey, are you through yet? Because I'm getting tired of holding this.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You know what? I am through. I think this is a good place to end it. So yeah, if anybody is still listening, I'd be fucking surprised. But if anybody's still listening, thank you for your patience.
Hey guys, whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
I quit.
ETFN, ta-ta for now.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
All right. Let's hit the fucking road.
I hate goodbyes.
Toodaloo. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao. Ding dao de.
Be safe, keep it legal, respect.
You guys are all amazing, and I know that there are big things in store for you. Big things. Wow. Now, I love you guys so much, so I've got a bit of another song, because it just wouldn't be the ending of something if this particular song weren't played a little bit.
Well, it was something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Bye, guys.